Okay.
Okay? Now, do you want to be addressed as Staff Sergeant or as Drill Sergeant?
Well, from Monday through Friday, I'm addressed as Staff Sergeant when I'm playing the training NCO for Alpha Company Recruiting Command. But on Drill Weekend at Recruit Sustainment Program, I address Drill Sergeant Bartley.
Okay, all right. Then I will address you as Staff Sergeant. We will get into your being a Drill Sergeant, okay?
Okay.
Which I think is pretty cool.
Thank you.
Okay, and God bless you for your service. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Welcome to Hero of the Week. This is Matt Wyatt. Find you stay tuned as I speak with Staff Sergeant Veronica Bartley, who is a member of the Kansas National Guard. Staff Sergeant Bartley, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
Staff Sergeant, tell us a little bit about your current duties in the Guard.
Well, right now I am currently the training NCO for Alpha Company Recruiting and Retention Battalion in Kansas. Basically, I'm a manager of about 30 people, making sure that all their personnel records are taken care of, and basically the person behind the scenes so they can focus more on their mission and accomplishing their recruiting goals. And I am a drill sergeant for the recruit sustainment programs. I'm one of two in the state of Kansas, so we're pretty busy on drill weekend.
And it's my understanding that you have the distinction of being the very first female drill sergeant in the Kansas National Guard. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
But you didn't start out as a training to become a drill sergeant. This is the Mighty 670. Let's put you on that path.
Denver.
Sergeant Bartley?
Yes.
You there?
Yeah, I heard a whole bunch of static.
Okay, all right. Let me ask the question again then, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Beg pardon?
I said that sounds good.
Okay, all right. Not sure what's going on. Let me ask my question again, okay? Here we go.
All right.
But you did not start out in your training to become a drill sergeant, did you, Staff Sergeant Bartley? What put you on that path?
Back about 4 years ago, I decided to go from the M-Day soldier, the 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year, to become a recruiter. And I was a recruiter for Emporia, Kansas for about almost 3 years. And they needed some volunteers for drill sergeant. And I just kind of stepped up to the plate because there wasn't very many people going for that. And I decided this would be a great opportunity for me, and I could possibly learn a lot from it.
And the training, was it difficult yet rewarding for you?
Those times that it was difficult, on day one, there was 100 of us showing up to get a drill sergeant school. 3 of us of the 100 were National Guard, so that was like a little different from everyone else, and then also out of 100 people, I was the only person that has not been deployed, so I had that over my head a lot of the time I was at the training. But other than, you know, studying for your modules and making sure that you pass all your exams and stuff, it was very rewarding knowing that I accomplished that with having a little time in the military and little experience in, like, deployments. My experience was totally different from the other soldiers that were there.
Okay, so when you are a drill sergeant, and as you mentioned when we were talking off air, you're only a drill sergeant on the weekend. What kinds of, how is your duties different as a drill sergeant in the Guard on the weekends from what a regular person who enters basic training encounters when they go with a drill sergeant there?
There is a difference because their drill sergeants do that play that role every single day while they're at basic training, and I play the role 1 week in a month, 2 weeks, or not even really 2 weeks a year, but really I try to get it as close as to basic training so that way it's not a complete culture shock when they do go. So I try to play the role, make sure that they're familiar with drill sergeants, they know what to do, know what's expected out of them, and so they also know what kind of training they will be receiving as well.
Now, when you're not a drill sergeant or in the Guard, you're a university student. What goals do you have, and how does your service in the Guard fit in?
I do attend at Grantham University, so it is online at my own pace. I'm working towards my business management degree right now, and the Guard plays a huge role in me getting my education because I don't have to pay for it. They pay 100% tuition assistance, so that's a huge relief that I have off of my shoulders, knowing I can continue my education without having to worry how can I pay for it and also pay for all the other living expenses you have to deal with. And also, they encourage it very much. So to really get up into any type of higher ranking you anymore these days in the military, you need some type of education. So it helps out a lot.
Good. I'm glad that it does help out a lot for you. And as we wind our time down today, Staff Sergeant Bartley, what continues to motivate and inspire you as you serve America in the Guard?
Really, it's just knowing that I'm here for my community, because the Guard does play a two-role hat. We're here for our community and we're here for our country. So knowing that I am making a difference of later on down the road for other people, and this is really my motivation in knowing that I can make a difference in other young people's lives that really need it.
Staff Sergeant Veronica Bartley of the Kansas National Guard, thank you again for taking time out of your day to speak with me. I and my listeners are proud and grateful for women like you who serve this country so well. It is a privilege to honor you, Staff Sergeant Bartley, as our Hero of the Week.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, Staff Sergeant Bartley, that'll do it. Again, many thanks for your time. God bless you as you continue on.
All right, thank you for asking me to be interviewed. I appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome. God bless. Have a great day.
Yep. All right, bye.